Hi, Alan. My name is Miriam, and I specialize in Islamic law. I love the questions you're asking and how critically you're thinking about the passages that you're reading of the Quran. And those same passages are the ones that I read in translation and couldn't understand what they actually meant, which is why I ended up spending so much time studying. You asked some questions I want to explore very quickly with you here. One, with regards to menstruation. Women are the ones who menstruate, so why are men being addressed when it comes to menses? And two, why does the Quran say that men have a degree over women? And the translation you read said responsibility and authority. So quick background, the Quran was revealed in an incredibly misogynistic society. Men would inherit women like property, a husband would die, she would be inherited to his brother, baby girls were buried alive by the fathers of those baby girls with the support, very often, of the mothers of those baby girls. You can imagine how men looked at women in a society like that, and the value that women didn't see in themselves in a society like that. So then Angel Gabriel starts bringing the Quran, and the Quran is completely shifting the narrative on who women are. So men are starting to accept Islam, and they are having to completely reframe everything they thought about women and the value and the worth of women. This didn't come from like a societal movement for women's rights. What we have are statements from men, for example, a man who said that we used to think of women as absolutely nothing until God revealed what he revealed and gave them rights. So now we have a society of men trying to understand women's rights and how to interact with women in an honorable way, which is why the question on menses is addressed to men. Because the first part of that verse says, they ask you. The men are asking, how do we be intimate with women in this vulnerable time of menstruation? There is scientific evidence that links penetrative intercourse during menses with physical problems for women. And in a society where men didn't see women have rights, God is not telling women, do not approach men when you have menses. In that society, God is addressing men. Because when you look at the power dynamic, it makes sense that God is going to be telling the one who could potentially take advantage of someone in a vulnerable circumstance that you have to give women physical space in this time. Now, sexual rights are really important in Islam, including for women, obviously. Historically, menses has been weaponized against women to make them feel dirty, to isolate them. Different religious traditions don't allow women to eat from the same utensils as men or other women who are not menstruating. This is still something that goes on today in different cultures and religious communities. So why would God care about menstruation? As a woman, knowing that I know people personally whose religious faith doesn't even allow them to eat at the same table, for me, it's important that God addresses menses and teaches us through the example of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that menses is a time of blessings, of rewards, while still honoring the fact that partners may still want to be intimate in this time, women included. And that's why we have a number of narrations of women in the time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, talking about how they were sexually intimate with their partner without being penetrative. Now, the next point was about men having a degree over women. In modern terms, the way that I would explain that is male privilege. Men have male privilege. In our society, we can see it in societies all over the world. That verse is connected to divorce laws. Divorce is a very vulnerable time for anyone going through divorce. But historically, until today, women are often even more vulnerable. So the verse is acknowledging the fact that there is male privilege by then requiring men to use that privilege to support women, because it says men have a degree over women. And what is that degree? Responsibility towards women that women do not have towards men. The Quran and the prophetic narrations are filled with this shift, like we talked about earlier, on how men must see women who they used to think of them as, to now, as the Quran describes, their allies, and as the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, talks about their partners. Also, with regards to women being addressed directly, there are a number of verses where God revealed the verse because a woman asked the question. Like the concept of mankind in English, mankind includes men and women. It's just a function of language that in Arabic, the masculine generally includes men and women, unless there's a specification that it's two men or that it's two women. So you're also going to see a lot of that throughout the verses. You will definitely be coming across other verses that are going to make you pause. I did when I was reading the translation. And I know there's a trend on TikTok right now where people are reading the translation of the Quran, and I think that's so beautiful, and I'm so grateful for any of you who are taking the time to learn about what Islam is about. If it's helpful, I'll try my best to answer. It would be an honor. If you disagree or want to challenge anything I'm saying, please know that you are welcome to do so, and I'm always open for discussion. I'm also sorry in advance if I respond a little bit late. I just travel a lot, so sometimes it's hard for me to reply right away. Bless you.